Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And once again, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic in this hour. That's right, you can get to the telephones and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. At the sound of the beep, you'll leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question, make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So here's your chance to get on the phones and get on national radio. And once again, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can see all the various interviews that I've done on different media shows. For example, I've been on CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose, as well as Fox News, Fox Business, and a host of other programs talking about, well, the universe. So give us a call and go to my website, 612-564-8135, or go to my website at mkaku, M-K-A-K-U, at AOL.com. And when you go to my website, realize that you'll see a number of books that I've written, four of which hit the New York Times bestseller list. My latest one is called The Future of Humanity, where we talk about the human race, not just 5-10 years into the future, but centuries into the future, when we may have colonies on Mars. We may then go on to the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, and maybe even beyond that to the stars. Think about that. One day, we could become a star-faring civilization. Find out about that in my book, The Future of Humanity. And also, my previous book was The Future of the Mind, which was a number one New York Times bestseller about how physics is teasing apart the secrets of the thinking brain. Things that we once thought were impossible. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams. Think about that. Things that we once thought were just way out there in left field, we can now do in the laboratory. And then in my book, Physics of the Impossible, well, we go right into the physics of Star Trek and Star Wars. What is and what is not possible concerning the laws of physics when you're talking about time travel? You're talking about starships. You're talking about teleportation. Are all these just figments of science fiction writers' imagination, or do they really have a basis in relativity and the quantum theory? You'll be surprised when you get a copy of my book, The Physics of the Impossible. And then talking about the next 10, 20, 50 to 100 years, we have The Physics of the Future. I talk about robots, artificial intelligence. Who will have a job in the future? What are economic dead ends in the future? And which jobs are going to flourish? All of these covered in my book, The Future, Physics of the Future. And so once again, if you're just listening to the radio or on the internet and something pops up, something about science, medicine, the universe, dinosaurs, whatever, and there's no one to talk to, you're just all alone in that room of yours, no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. 8135. And once again, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, well, without further ado, let's just jump right into the listener phone calls that have come in. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Sripad. I'm calling from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. My question to you is about graphene. You have briefly spoken about it in the past. I wanted to understand that if it is such a groundbreaking discovery, which has so many potential applications, what is the reason that is taking so long for it to be commercialized? And also, when do you expect graphene products to be commonly used? Thank you.
Well, you ask an excellent question. Yes, graphene is a wonder material. It is theoretically stronger than diamonds, making it the strongest material known to science. Not only that, we think we can make transistors out of it. So one day, silicon may be replaced by graphene on your laptop and your cell phone. So with all this hubbub and all this publicity about graphene, well, you ask a very simple question. Why don't we have graphene on the market? Well, the physics is very straightforward and very clean. It's the engineering that kills you here. First of all, what is graphene? Graphene is a single layer of carbon. Now, carbon is an atom with four bonds. That's right, four bonds. And if I have a bunch of carbon atoms, I can then stick them together to form a plane. A plane where each dot has four bonds, each dot being a carbon atom. It is one atom thick. And it is the strongest material known to science. You can get an elephant, balance it on a pencil, and have the pencil sit on graphene, and graphene will not rip. This is incredible. Think about that. The weight of an elephant concentrated on the point of a pencil, that enormous pressure will not break graphene. So one day, for example, we may have bridges that are basically transparent. Think about that. Bridges that are hair-like. The thinning, the process of making these carbon sheets can be made into tubes called carbon nanotubes. And these carbon nanotubes can be thin as a hair. So can you imagine the Brooklyn Bridge made out of strands of hair? I mean, this is incredible, right? So what's the catch? Well, there's always a catch someplace. And that is to create large quantities of pure graphene that have no defect in it is very hard. The world's record for creating pure graphene with no impurities is roughly the size of your fingernail. So in other words, we have a long ways to go before we can make graphene into the commercial realm. However, think of what is possible if we could do it. One possibility is the space elevator. Now, the idea of the space elevator has been around for over 100 years. It was the famous Russian visionary, Vilkovsky, who first noticed that when the Eiffel Tower was being built in the 1800s, he asked himself a very simple question. Why stop? Why stop building the Eiffel Tower? Why not just keep on going? And then he said, if you create an Eiffel Tower that is hundreds, thousands of miles into space, it'll never fall down. Centrifugal force. Centrifugal force, like a ball on a string, will not make the ball fall down if it's spinning. And he did the calculation, and sure enough, a space elevator was possible, such that you push the up button. You push the up button, and sure enough, you go right into outer space, just like Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, what's the catch? The catch is you can also calculate the tension on the cable, and it is so great it'll rip steel. Any steel cable would be ripped to shreds by the enormous tension. So the idea lasted and languished for 100 years until just a few decades ago. With the discovery of carbon nanotubes and graphene, it is now theoretically possible to build fibers of carbon strong enough to support a space elevator like a ball and a string that spins around and never falls down. So what's the catch? Once again, the catch is purity. We want pure graphene because the slightest impurity will cause it to break. And who wants to be in a space elevator hundreds of miles into outer space and the elevator cable snaps? So that's the problem. But think of the possible uses of it. Space elevators, replacement for silicon, transistors the size of one carbon atom. It goes on and on and on, this wondrous material. The problem is engineering.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. It's open mic in this hour. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. And just remember, no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because chances are if you have a question, no matter how dumb it may sound, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly the same question, but are too embarrassed to say it on radio. And look, if you have a kid who's very inquisitive about this great universe of ours and has a homework assignment, why not put your kid on the phone and have them make that phone call and have them ask that question? Science is for everyone. It's just not for scientists. No, science is for everyone. So even children. In fact, children ask the darndest questions of all. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on now. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering, how possible do you think it is? Do you see the movie Avengers Infinity War? Iron Man has a suit that is made out of nanobots. How possible do you think it is to do something like that? And I do believe that we'll start merging with robots within like 10 to 20 years more, you know, more in depth. What do you think? And have a great day. Your show's awesome.
Okay, well, yes, I've seen the latest Avenger movie. I'm a science fiction freak. I've seen all the movies. So, yes, Iron Man has a new suit. I remember when he first came out, years and years ago, when Iron Man first came out, his suit was actually yellow, and he looked like a walking tin can. Now, of course, how many young kids can identify with a yellow tin can? Not too many. So they asked their artist to completely redo Iron Man. They threw away that clunky old tin can of a suit and gave him something that looked more sexy, something that would appeal to young teenage kids. And then with the coming of nanotechnology, the coming of microchips, we have a smart armor that can do all sorts of wondrous things, like in the movie, the latest Avenger movie. And we have all the Avengers lined up against Thanos, this super villain. And then the question is, what about these nanobots? Well, let me explain. The word robot means actually worker. It comes from a Czech play written many, many decades ago. That's where the word robot comes from. Since then, people have changed it to fit almost any kind of situation. A fembot, for example, is a female robot. And a nanobot is what you're talking about. A nanobot is potentially the size of a molecule, or extremely tiny, and by the millions, they can be programmed to do all sorts of wondrous things. You know, every time I see a Harry Potter movie, I ask myself a simple question. Which of the magic feats of Harry Potter actually violate known laws of physics? And I usually come to the astounding conclusion that, well, hardly ever. Yes, it turns out that if we have a sufficiently advanced technology, a technology with nanobots that can move individual atoms one at a time, then you can literally rearrange things so that you can pull a rabbit out of a hat. Now, what's the catch? I mean, after all, a nanobot can manipulate individual atoms. Can we do that? Believe it or not, there is something that can do that. The master nanobot technologist is called Mother Nature. Mother Nature can take a bunch of French fries and hamburgers, and apply nanobots to it and turn it into a baby in 9 months. This is a miracle of nanotechnology. Molecule for molecule, Mother Nature can break down French fries and hamburgers, break it down to the DNA components, cut the DNA at the right splice, and then rearrange it to create a baby. Absolutely amazing. How does it do that? Well, Mother Nature has a trick up its sleeve. It has a nanobot. Its nanobot is called the ribosome. When you take a biology class, you learn that all information of the human body is encoded in this long string, this double-stranded helix called DNA. DNA unravels, and then somehow the body can cut and splice and edit the DNA gene for gene. How does it do that? Well, there's a little robot that does it. It is a nanobot. Yes, the nanobot is a pair of scissors that knows exactly where to cut the DNA and resplice it molecule for molecule. And that is the world's most advanced nanobot. And who is the master nanobot technologist? Mother Nature. So, well, we are not there yet. We do not have the ability to rearrange the molecules of a substance and turn it into something else. That, by the way, in science fiction is called the replicator. If you watch Star Trek, you know that Captain Kirk can go to, and Jean-Luc Picard can go to this device called the replicator, and it simply fabricates out of nothing, fabricates atom for atom what you want. That is called the replicator. And how does it work? It works by nanobots. A fleet of nanobots comes out and rearranges molecule for molecule what you want and turns it into, let's say, key, which is a common thing that is often created on Star Trek, The Next Generation. So how close are we to this technology? Well, let me be blunt. I think we're about a century away. We cannot even make nanobots the size of a bug, let alone a nanobot the size of a molecule. But hey, it's coming. It's coming because already nanomedicine is changing the face of cancer. Already we can make tiny little nanobots that seek out individual cancer cells one by one and zaps them. In fact, I had a demonstration of this. One of my colleagues works at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, works on a government grant, and she actually creates nanobots. So, in other words, nanobots already exist. And then the question that was asked is, when might we have nanobots in the laboratory? A few decades? Well, no, I don't think so. I think maybe 100 years. But one thing that is already at the point of maybe reaching the consumer market is nanomedicine. We can now create little tiny robots, molecular size, that can seek out cancer cells one by one and kill them. I had a demonstration of this. One of my colleagues is a scientist at the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, funded by the United States government, based in Bethesda, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C. And yes, she gets cancer victims who are terminal. These people are going to die. Nothing known to science can cure them until now. She gets them, and then, bingo, she cures some of them, which is astounding, taking somebody who's terminally ill and turning it around. And then the caller asks yet another question. In the far future, will we merge with this technology? Well, yes and no. I think by the end of the century, we'll have robots that are comparable to human intelligence. Right now, they're about as smart as a cockroach. However, eventually, they'll be as smart as a rabbit, and then a cat and a dog. And by the end of the century, maybe as smart as a monkey, in which case they could be dangerous. We'll have to put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. But what about beyond that? What happens when robots can evade any known fail-safe system? What happens when robots can remove safety chips that are implanted in their brains to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts? Then what are we going to do in the 22nd century? At that point, I think we should think about merging with them. I mean, after all, there are benefits to being a Superman or a Superwoman. You would have superhuman powers. You'd be able to breathe and thrive on any planet in the universe. You wouldn't have to be limited by the frailties of the human body. And you could zap yourself by simply beaming your genome and your connectome across the universe at the speed of light on a laser beam. In fact, I personally believe this may already exist. Think about it. Alien life in the future could be not 200 years, but thousands of years more ahead of us. And maybe they have already merged with their technology. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay. Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president spending time in Colorado surveying wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News. Schools still out in Chicago.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Washington State is dealing with widespread flooding after an atmospheric river of rain slammed the Pacific Northwest. Downtown Issaquah, just east of Seattle, is mostly closed after Issaquah Creek sent water cascading over the roads. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, in this hour, you can get to the phones and give us a call and ask your question or make that comment that you've always wanted to make. How often have you read the newspapers or seen the headlines and there it is? Something about outer space. Something about the atom. Something about this universe of ours. Something about DNA, medicine. And there's nobody to talk to. It's just you and the newspaper, you and the radio, you and the TV. Well, why stop there? Why not get to the phones and give us a call and we can talk about it? Because after all, science is not just for scientists. Science is for everyone. And that's why you should call 612-564-8135 and be part of the fun. I mean, after all, why should scientists have all the fun? Why should we have all the fun probing the secrets of the universe? Why not get to the phones and call 612-564-8135? But before the break, we had a very interesting phone call. That person asked about, well, what happens in the far future? Could we begin the process of merging with this technology? Well, as I pointed out, I don't think this is going to happen for quite a while. Robots are quite stupid at the present time. They're getting smarter all the time. But maybe by the end of the century, they may become self-aware. At that point, we may have to worry. Because when robots know they are robots, when robots know that they are not humans, and they don't have to carry out our wishes, they may have their own agenda. At that point, yes, they could be dangerous. And at that point, I think we should put a fail-safe system in their brain to shut them off if they get murderous thoughts. But then, the next question is, well, that's only 100 years from now. What happens 200 years from now? What happens when eventually the robots figure out how to neutralize that fail-safe system and they become totally independent of humans? At that point, we're in deep doo-doo. We're in deep trouble when that happens. So at that point, I think we should, instead of competing with our robots, we should merge with them. I mean, already at Johns Hopkins University, Brown University, Duke University, they are creating exoskeletons. Exoskeletons that one day could enhance the human body's capabilities so we could become supermen and superwomen. And then we are now having what is called the Connectome Project to map the human brain. And I think that one day we'll be able to put this information on a laser beam and shoot it into outer space and then download it into an avatar on the moon, an avatar on Jupiter, wherever, and the avatar then is mechanical, superhuman, has a perfect body, and lives forever. So in other words, maybe that's our destiny. Maybe that's our destiny, not tomorrow, not even 100 years from now, but centuries from now, if we do merge with our technology, then we could become immortal. And so one day, if a flying saucer lands on the White House lawn and says, "Here we are, folks, I'm from another planet," well, don't be surprised if we find out that robot is actually part biological and part cybernetic and is immortal. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Aiden, and I have a question. If we are made out of stardust, what is stardust made out of? Thank you, Dr. Kako. I love your show.
Okay, well, thank you for that great question. Yes, indeed, just like the song says, we are made out of stardust. It's incredible. Think about that. Every single atom of your body, every single piece of tissue was once upon a time inside a star. Absolutely staggering if you think about it. Where did the stardust come from that we are made out of? Well, I'll answer that after the break. And we'll talk about, well, if we're made out of stardust, then where did the stardust come from? We'll answer that.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air and ask a question about science, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or if you're too shy, send me an email and I'll answer your email questions on air. The email address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, one question that I often get is about the movies. Which movies do I like and why? Well, one movie that I like is the Terminator series starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And some people say, well, isn't that just a shoot-em-up movie with no scientific content? Well, yeah, but there really is a philosophical question that is raised. You know, the very first mention of the word robot, which then worked its way into our vocabulary, it was based on a play. A play, I think, in Romania or Czechoslovakia. And that's where the word robot was coined, because robot means worker. And in that play, we create a race of humanoid robots that look just like us. But we mistreat them in that play. And at the end of the play, the robots rise up. They rise up against humanity and actually destroy humanity. The robots actually take over at that point. And then the other question is, well, how realistic is that? And how would it happen? Well, in the movie Terminator, they actually give you a rather realistic way in which the machines may take over. In the future, we create a super robot on the internet called Skynet. Skynet is so advanced that it controls our nuclear weapons. Is that possible? Sure, it's definitely possible. But one day, Skynet is so advanced, it becomes self-aware. That is, it realizes that it is conscious. At that point, the military says to itself, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Our Skynet has become conscious, self-aware. We have to shut it off. But you see, that conscious robot, Skynet, which is on the internet, realizes that self-preservation is one of its key duties. It has to preserve itself. And to preserve itself, it has to stop humans from shutting it off. Because the humans want to shut it off. And the only way to shut it off is to shut off the humans. And that's exactly what Skynet does. Skynet initiates a nuclear war because it has control over our nuclear weapons. Now, the question is that possible? And the answer is, yes, indeed. It is surely possible. And that's why we have to have many, many fail-safe systems to make sure that our nuclear weapons don't fall into the wrong hands. For example, just recently, it was announced on the internet that some of our crews that handle Minuteman missiles use LSD. Now, think about that for a moment. These are the people who have the keys to the kingdom, the keys to our Minuteman nuclear arsenal. And some of them are so bored, because there's nothing to do down there in the middle of a silo, there's nothing to do out there except get high, and that's what they did. They get high on LSD. Well, when that hit the wire services, people went berserk. I mean, think about that for a moment. You don't need Arnold Schwarzenegger and Terminator robots to create a nuclear war. No, you just need some bored idiots who take LSD and have a trip and then set off World War III. Is that possible? And the answer is, it is certainly possible that that could happen. But you see, the Terminator series also asks other questions as well. First of all, time travel is an integral part of the movie because the robot is, of course, terrorizing the 20th century. But where does it come from? It comes from the future. And so that asks another question. Is time travel possible? And that's a whole nother question coming out of physics. And that is the question of whether or not we can bend time into a pretzel. The short answer is maybe. Stephen Hawking has written that, well, we can create wormholes to distant points in the galaxy. That might be possible, to go faster than the speed of light. But he was skeptical if a wormhole could take us to the past. Now, why is that? I'll answer that question after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You can give us a call. You're not going to get a busy signal. Call 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard across the United States. Well, before the break, we had a rather profound question, a question that has stumped some of the greatest scientists for decades, and that is, well, where did we come from? Well, first of all, we are made out of stardust, just like the song says. I mean, it's incredible thinking about that. Every single atom of your body was once upon a time inside a star. You see, stars are ovens. They are so hot that they can take simple elements like hydrogen, helium, mix them together to create higher elements like lithium, beryllium. And then once a star explodes, the temperatures can be literally trillions of degrees, which are sufficient to create the higher elements. So in other words, that's where the stardust that makes up our body, that's where it comes from. So let's take the Big Bang. The Big Bang, we think, had an abundance of hydrogen, which is the simplest of all elements with just a single proton. But the Big Bang was hot enough to fuse the hydrogen to create helium, which is the next most complex atom. Then stars are made out of this hydrogen-helium mixture. And then out of that, slowly the star begins to create lithium and beryllium and carbon and nitrogen and slowly create the light elements. And then big stars, well, they'll explode. And when big stars explode, trillions of degrees are attained. And at that point, the higher elements like uranium and thorium and the radioactive elements are created. So in other words, we can now tell where each of the elements of the periodic chart came from. This is amazing. This is one of the great victories of the Big Bang Theory. The fact that we can now calculate almost from first principles the abundance of lithium, helium, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen in the universe.
So this is a vindication of the Big Bang Theory, that not only does it tell us where the elements came from, it also tells us the relative abundance. I mean, what percent of the universe is made out of helium? What percent is made out of carbon? These are numbers which match the Big Bang Theory. Now, you ask an even deeper question. Well, if everything that we see around us, the stardust that makes up stars and our own bodies, if that came from the Big Bang, then where did the Big Bang come from? Well, that gets embarrassing, because the Big Bang Theory actually says nothing about why it banged. It just says there was a bang. It didn't say basically how it banged or why it banged. It just banged. We don't know. However, there are theories as to how this bang took place. One theory is the fact that we have a multiverse of universes. That is, our universe is a bubble. The bubble is expanding. We live on the skin of the bubble, and that is called the Big Bang Theory. The new theory, called string theory, postulates a multiverse of soap bubbles. And so where did the soap bubble come from? Well, the Big Bang is what happens when two soap bubbles collide. When two soap bubbles collide, or when they fission to create two baby soap bubbles, then that is the Big Bang. So this process, we think, goes on perhaps forever. Now, I should point out that this has not been proven. We have all these data points pointing to the correctness of the Big Bang Theory after the bang took place. But theories that explain why it banged are still very hypothetical. Now, one day, perhaps one of you young people out there in the audience may crack this problem. That is, why did it bang? Why was there a Big Bang to begin with? And then you could become the next Einstein. You could then win a Nobel Prize in physics and be known as the person who finally figured out where it all came from. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is David. I'm listening to you on YouTube. I'm calling from Miami. Big fan of yours. I would like to ask, why not there is water found on Mars, but, you know, beneath the surface. My question is, what will it take for NASA to actually say that there is microbial life on Mars? Thank you for answering the question.
Okay, well, I didn't quite hear the question, but I'll try to make a stab at what I thought you heard said. First of all, it's true that scientists have been able to identify a lake of water underneath the polar ice caps. Now, this is astounding. Think about it for a moment. Mars is a frozen desert. That's right, it's frozen solid. And therefore, astronauts who land on Mars are going to find a very hostile environment. First of all, they're going to have to perhaps mine the ice, melt the ice to create drinking water and hydrogen and oxygen for rocket fuel, but it's frozen. Now, it turns out that in the polar ice caps, there's a region that we have not yet visited by robots. But we can begin to use our instruments to find out what lies beneath the ice. And bingo, we found there was a lake. Now, to be fair, the lake is probably very salty because of the fact that the soil is salty. And as the lake begins to contract over millions of years, it gets saltier and saltier because it dissolves salts. In fact, that's why in Utah we have the Great Salt Lake. Once upon a time, it was much bigger than it is today, but when the Ice Age ended, it got smaller and smaller and saltier and saltier. So we don't think there's microbial life there, but what could exist on Mars? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about what could be on the red planet. And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.